Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
There'll be a lot of fireworks shot off over the next several days for the 4th of July celebration. You got to do it safely. You got to do it legally as well. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about some of those issues from the Port Huron Police Department, Lieutenant Nick Godwin. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you joining us this morning. Some things that people really need to remember. We want to talk about the legalities of it, what city ordinance allows here in Port Huron. Let's talk about the safety stuff first.
Sure, yeah. I mean, even if it's legal, you still want to do it safely. So Some of the big keys to remember with fireworks, obviously, is never allow children to play with or ignite fireworks. Got to have adult supervision at all times, no matter the ages, you know, young teens or older teens, 18, 19, still want to have some adults checking over it. Never mix alcohol with fireworks. We all know that that's a bad idea, but oftentimes one thing leads to another, so make sure not to do that. Never lean over a firework device when you're lighting the fuse, for obvious reasons, and never point or throw fireworks at another person. Just things people often do. You shouldn't have to say a lot of this,
but no, you're right.
Unfortunately, people get hurt every year doing it.
Yep.
So while enjoying the fireworks, please keep a hose or bucket of water nearby in case you have an emergency, and douse any fireworks with plenty of water before discarding.
Yeah. All good safety advice. I feel like the laws have changed back and forth a lot over the last few years as to what's allowed with fireworks. So let's kind of go over what's allowed, particularly as it pertains to the city of Port Huron.
Okay. Yeah, the city of Port Huron basically mirrors the state laws for its ordinances. So fireworks are allowed from June 29th through July 4th this year up until 11:45 p.m. each day. So at 11:45, it's kind of an idea to allow your neighbors to go to bed and get some sleep. If the 4th of July ends up on a Sunday or Saturday, they allow the 5th, but that's not the case this year. Fireworks are not allowed on public property, such as schools, in the roadways, churches, city parks, government sites, just to name a few. So people like to light fireworks off in the roadway. That's not allowed. City parks, anything that is not private property, you can't light them off.
Yeah, and I think that's really worth spending a moment talking about, because I know that there are people that that like to use you know, city parks, for example. They think they're doing a public service for the community and providing this great fireworks show and doing it safely and legally, so they think, but you can't use public property to shoot off fireworks, can you?
No, it has to be private property. And even that kind of becomes tricky with rental properties. You have to have the express consent of the property owner, not just the renter. So if you're a renter, legally, you can't light them off unless you have the owner's permission. And really, that just opens you up to liability if something were to go bad, that one, you're breaking the law, and two, this incident happens. So we just don't want anybody to get hurt and to end up in having bigger issues.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some other things that we need to remember as it pertains to the law?
Talked earlier about it's not a good idea to let children use them. Minors are not allowed to purchase fireworks. It's illegal for anyone under the influence of alcohol or drugs to do so. If you violate that, even if you're found to be intoxicated while firing off fireworks, it can be a fine up to $1,000. So you can take a fun night and get it ruined really quickly. So please just use good common sense when enjoying the fireworks. The city ordinance for the noise ordinance is still in effect, even though fireworks are legal. So you could be violating the city's noise ordinance if you were really causing a problem and there was an issue. And that is always from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. that the noise ordinance goes into effect. So please just be cognizant of your neighbors, and if they're asking, or we come and say, hey, somebody's complaining, please be reasonable and try to be a good neighbor.
Right. Yeah, all good stuff to keep in mind. What's police response like over these next few nights as fireworks will be used. A lot of people are going to be shooting them off. You kind of patrolling and making sure everybody's doing it in a safe and legal manner?
Well, obviously, we have a whole host of calls for service that we're going on, so we're not out looking to enforce the fireworks, but if it gets called to our attention, obviously they are legal when done right, so we're going under the assumption that everybody is doing it safely, legally, and following good common sense. However, if it gets called to our attention or we come across somebody who's shooting fireworks off in the roadway or the let's say the park or whatever, we can take enforcement action. Obviously, officers have discretion to make the choice, but the law is what it is, so we have to enforce the law.
Yeah.
One thing I did want to mention is that the private fireworks, they're fine, they're okay, but you do run the risk of having an accident and somebody getting hurt. There are numerous professional fireworks around that people can enjoy during this time of year, such as Canada Day, and a great place to watch that is Kiefer Park. Come on down. They put on a great show every year, or all up along the MOC boardwalk area.
Mm-hmm.
And also on Family Night on July 14th on the Atchison property, free fireworks display put on by professionals. Just come on down with the family and enjoy the evening.
Yeah, those are great shows, absolutely. Nick, great advice. We appreciate it very much. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you, Paul. Same to you.
All right. Talk again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.